Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures posted nice gains after this week-long sell-off here. Corn was only up 2.5 cents. It was the weakest one on the board, but December closed at $3.86, up 2.25. Now, the lows set in that contract, December contract, were around $3.72 in the middle part of June. And if you go back to the highs from about June 10th to the lows now, you're looking at about a 75 cent sell-off. Did leave a gap on the way down, about 402 for the December corn. So there's a lot of guys saying that it could easily go to 402 just to fill that gap. And now that's December corn. November beans up about 13 cents at 946. They rallied early this morning and then had a pretty slow day as the market just kind of grinded lower and then closed right at the end, rallied back to close at 946, up 12.75. Of course, the low there is about $9 set earlier this year. And then wheat futures were the most impressive rally I felt today as they maintained strength throughout the day. December Chicago wheat, 521.5, up 9.75 to close on their high. And then Kansas City, December was 525.5, up 6.25. So both of those are significantly off their highs, but the rally was a day-long rally.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
It appears that whatever the hedge funds do and the large contract size is kind of whatever the markets do. They're long across the board, even though the market sold off. They're estimated to be long about 55 million bushels of wheat, 1.1 million bushel or billion bushels of corn, rather, and long about 260 million bushels of soybeans. Days like today just show that they're still willing to defend that position, even in the face of a fairly sharp sell-off. Now, there's quite a bit of outside information that's driving markets here. Commodities in general over the last month or so have been under pressure due to the fact that China is having their economic issues as a country. That's with China being the big buyer on the block over the last couple of years. If they quit buying, of course, that will be negative to anything that we produce here in the United States. Also, the U.S. dollar index higher. It's about 22 higher today at 96.83. That normally would pressure grains, but the general trend in the upward direction for the dollar has been negative for commodities over the past few months. The thought that interest rates might be raised at some point has also been kind of negative. Now, bonds, the 30-year bond is not really reflecting that. It's at 154, which indicates that interest rates are likely to stay low.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, August live cattle up 202 at 145.05. October up 282 at 146.80. August feeder cattle 250 higher at 211.25. September up 210 at 208.47. August lean hogs up 195 at 79.47, with October up 150 at 65.05. In the grain, September Kansas City wheat up 5.5 at 504 3/4. December up 5.25 at 524.5. September Chicago wheat up 8.25 at 510 3/4. September corn 2 higher at 375, with March up 2.25 at 396.5. August soybeans 13.5 higher at 974 3/4. September up 14 3/4 at 954. October cotton 7 higher at 64.38. December up 80 at 64.60. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.